Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Debate Amongst Friends. Prof here. That's Doc. We're coming at you live. Back to back. Yeah. As the Tampa Bay Lightning close out the Montreal Canadiens in 5 games. And as they raise the Stanley Cup, they look over to their brethren, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and said, it's your turn.
Challenge. Not only the Bucks, but of course, obviously they're going to challenge the Rays also, but going back to back, obviously the sights are directly on those Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who I expect to be better this year. I expect them to come out a little hotter than they did last year. But congrats to the Lightning. First and foremost, I know I'm not a fan of hockey. I know this. You know this. But I have never known or heard that this team is the Montreal Canadiens.
Yes.
What the heck is that? Like, obviously Montreal is in Canada.
Oh no.
Right?
Oh no. Helen is shredding down.
No. But it's
be extra careful.
It's don't obvious.
Don't piss off our Canadian listeners, okay?
Like, and maybe it's because think about it like this. Like, there are other teams, like, you wouldn't be like, I don't even know how to even put it. Like, oh my God.
Oh no.
I've never heard that before, like, ever. And it just like when you said it, I was like, I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, we got the Toronto Maple Leafs, right? Mm-hmm. The Ottawa Senators,
mm-hmm.
The Vancouver Canucks.
Yep.
And then we have the Montreal Canadiens. It's almost like it's
you
funny because
Winnipeg
I was
Winnipeg Jets. Shout out to
Chris. I didn't want to go too far. I just wanted to like paint a picture here. So I read an article or I listened to an article earlier or some kind of advertisement where I was talking about, let's say, Texas, for example, right? Texas has the Dallas Cowboys, which is America's team, right?
Subjectively.
So then the Houston Texans, right? They come into existence. What do? They go and become the Texans so that they can be Texas's team. So is this hockey team taking that strategy maybe of being the Canadian team?
I don't think they took it. I don't think they took that approach.
So it's That's off topic. I know you weren't expecting this conversation, but
no.
It really caught me off guard.
He's going to give the Tampa Bay Lightning their flowers. They're the first team since
2017
to go back-to-back, which was the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yes, but they win the series 4-1. They host that Stanley Cup one more time. Soak it in, ladies and gentlemen, of that fan base of Tampa. Tampa is... I mean, they're going to have another parade, I assume, if the hurricane season.
That you mentioned fans.
I did mention fans. Very breaking news.
The Olympics is going to be closed down to fans. Oh, but I want to watch. Nope, not even you. You ain't going nowhere. As Japan declares a state of emergency. Fans are now barred from attending the 2021 Olympic Games.
So not only do they lose Shikari Richardson, but then they can't even go to the actual event.
I mean, now hindsight 22, it might have been the best thing for her at this point.
Right. I mean, we know that, you know, NBA and NFL and other sports, baseball, like when they were performing without fans, they said it was extremely, not difficult, but it was just a different vibe because
it was a totally different vibe.
Yeah, you feed off of that. And who knows? Tokyo most likely has the type of technology. I don't know if, depending on the venue, but maybe they can kind of do what the WWE did and try to do like the whole virtual stadium, right? Obviously, they I mean, they have time, right,
to try NBA to set up. That too.
The NBA did that. I mean, it took, like I said, it took a lot of people different, you know, they all did different things. You had the baseball with the little cutouts, which is pretty weird, right? Right, the baseball cutout.
It was Japan that did it first, actually.
Okay, Japan. So I expect Japan will probably something
absolutely
similar.
It was South Korea.
It was South Korea. I don't want to get into that. I won't say anything controversial.
Moving on.
Let's move on. But
Taylor just went back in her office. Don't let her run back out here, Doc.
I just want to make sure we are not saying anything crazy. But I mean, do you blame Tokyo for wanting to make sure that another wave, and we always talk about that off the podcast, wave of the virus, you know, coming into their particular area because of spectators for the Olympics?
Well, they declared a state of emergency. So this is before anything's happening. So if they were to just do it anyway, like how potentially dangerous, that would be that second wave. That would be, because you know people act like it's over. And we're not going to get talking about the, you know, biological aspect of this COVID virus or anything like that. But
well,
I'm
the
happy
other
that
part,
they closed it down. I'm happy. I kind of wish they just cancel it and push it to another year, in my opinion, because they're, who knows how long they're going to be on lockdown? Who knows how long they're going to be in the state of emergency?
Well, it says right here, the state of emergency is going to last till August 22nd. And of course, the games are scheduled from July 23rd to August 8th. So the state of emergency begins July 12th.
The cynics in the back, Doc, is saying, that's what they said last year.
So here's also the other part, is that Japan, according to the World Health Organization, has actually not received, or has been slow to receive, their particular, I guess, shipment of the vaccine. So that's the other part. And I don't know if that's pushing an agenda for people to get the actual, you know, vaccine, but they have had a slow rollout of the vaccine. So they're saying that only a quarter of the population has had at least one COVID-19 shot. And that's, of course, according to Reuters. But so that could be another part, you know, of slowing it down. I don't know what procedures or what, you know, things they have in, but bringing people from outside, and, you know, many people don't believe in the protocols that we have here in the United States, nor we don't know how people are in other countries coming in to Japan.
Absolutely.
So I don't blame Japan for saying, you know what, we're just going to shut this down right now. They can come and run, and we'll be happy to film it so that we can still obtain the money from it, the advertising dollars, but we'll forego and bypass the spectators.
Well, all I know is this is going to be an Olympics unlike any other, folks.
No, absolutely. Now, the last topic I want to discuss, obviously, I want to get into the NFL. Not a whole lot going on, but some of the major headlines have been kind of head-scratching. Obviously, we know everything's circulating around Aaron Rodgers, right? But obviously, there's no trade market for Aaron Rodgers. Nobody's going to trade for Aaron Rodgers, right? And Aaron Rodgers isn't going to opt out of the season because, hey, why would I do that?
No, that's so, money that he's leaving on the table.
How do you see this going for the Green Bay Packers? Are they just all going to wait? Does Aaron Rodgers show up and just like sandbag it? Like, how does this work here? Does he pull a Martell from the Replacements? Is, you know, to come in and just, you know, bomb the season, and he plays with no heart, and then freaking the coach goes to the sideline and says, we need heart, give me Vaughn kind of thing.
Doc, are you calling Jordan Love Shane Falco?
He might be Shane Falco in this situation. he might be the scab player, I guess. He would be the scab player. He's the guy. He's Aaron. So I guess Aaron at this point is feeling that of what Brett Favre felt so, all those years ago.
So I don't think it's similar to that, because I don't think it's to that same capacity. Like, we knew what was going
maybe
on
a
there.
Step.
I think the problem still stems with, yes, they were dominant all season last season, right?
Mm-hmm. To an extent.
We know. He's finally giving his team flowers, folks. We know that if – almost put me on tilt, too. We know that if Aaron Rodgers wasn't playing, this would be essentially a what? 6-win team, maybe?
I'm not 100% sure about that, because I don't know what –
potentially.
Yeah. It depends, because – so the thing that – I will say this. The thing that makes Aaron Rodgers so great is that – he makes people better around him. That's what makes great players great, is
that's
that they make people around him. Yeah, that's what, I mean, they make people around him better. Can Jordan Love do that? We do not know yet, because he hasn't had his opportunity. But I know that it's pretty similar to what happened, because obviously we had Brett Favre. We had a young Aaron Rodgers, third year. I think Jordan is in his second, I believe. Mm-hmm. So this is where Aaron Rodgers would say, hey, I want an extension, right? That's the whole idea. I want an extension.
Now,
but Green Bay
is that really the crux of it all? Is it he wanted an extension, or?
Well, he wanted some, I guess, I don't want to say guarantee, because I mean, you know
because
how
I
feel.
I thought
guarantee.
The problem was more based off the personnel. Like, he wants, you know, I don't want to say better weapons, because he has some pretty good weapons.
He has really good weapons, yeah.
But like, you know, he wants stability personnel-wise, so they can actually start making better runs. Because
well, see,
I mean,
now let me ask
where,
that though.
Where,
hold on,
where...
though. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Let me ask, because you know that how this goes. Have you ever seen an interview where Aaron Rodgers has specifically said, "Hey, I want them to draft a running back or wide receiver in the first round," or has the media told us this, and we just figured? You know what I'm saying?
This is why I enjoyed watching the Pat McAfee show. Because
right.
Aaron Rodgers is way more open.
Of course.
In fact, the fact that he said one small little thing and NFL media just like latched onto
it
and tried to
make
into a story. So, no.
But did he say it,
question,
though?
He hasn't said a dang thing.
But even on the Pat McAfee show, did he say it?
No, but he didn't say anything. That's the problem.
Okay.
The
Which
fact
is great.
That he didn't say anything. Everything that we're talking about is still pure speculation.
Right. So I'm thinking, and this is my speculative point, is that I think it's more about, hey, they drafted a quarterback last year in the first round. Who cares about the skill player? You're drafting my replacement. Are you kicking me out the door? Are you going to give me a contract extension? If not, I'd rather go somewhere else now rather than wait and waste my time. Like, I could be playing in, you know, Foxborough, or I could be playing in, you know, I could have been playing in San Francisco or wherever they needed a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Maybe he takes the Brett Favre route and goes to the Jets, right? Or, I mean, obviously they drafted a quarterback now, but.
Yeah,
so you just never know. I just feel like that's just something. I'm kind of hoping that, you know, Aaron Rodgers holds on for 2 years. I've been saying this. Tom Brady retires. Aaron kind of steps in Tampa.
I still think that's a possible reality, honestly.
That's my goal.
At first I laugh, but like it's starting to dawn.
Yeah.
Like, this may actually be a thing.
That would be phenomenal. But his running mate, his teammate, Davante Adams, also contract year, Johnny. Do they put their focus away from Aaron Rodgers and onto Davante Adams at some point in this particular season?
Well, they kind of have to. I mean,
they have no choice.
You don't want him to walk away for nothing.
I mean, because, again, Carr is – I mean, he wants a man down in Las Vegas really bad. I mean, Carr is willing to buy him a car. I mean, come on. but I think they do have to put those eggs in his basket because this is a guy who exceeded expectation, I assume. But you can't lose both of them. I mean, I know it's a lot of money, but you can't lose both of them, or we're going to see a brand new Green Bay Packers team. And at that particular point, I can almost guarantee, Johnny, you listen to me right now, if they lose Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams, you will see the Green Bay Packers draft a wide receiver in the first round post Aaron Rodgers.
Gotcha.
it would be a slap in the face.
Honestly, we're still in the wait and see portion, which is great. But I mean, people are talking about, you know, Aaron Rodgers doing this, Aaron Rodgers doing that.
He ain't doing nothing. He pinged off.
Nothing but enjoying a nice four-match round of golf.
Right. He ain't doing nothing. You said he didn't say nothing on the McAfee show.
Doesn't say anything. He just talked about how much he loved playing football, how much he really enjoys, you know, playing the quarterback role. You know, speaking of, you know, some of his passions, some of, you know, the great people that he had a chance to work with, played against, things like that throughout his career. Like, but people are just demanding all these answers. Like, they're entitled to him. And honestly, folks, we're not entitled to hear from him until he feels like he wants to say anything.
Exactly. But some other notable offseason free agents outside of the Green Bay saga. The Chiefs have made it clear that they want Tyrann Mathieu to return. They want to get that extension in. Now, I know the Chiefs lost a lot of players, so I know their salary cap is kind of all over the place. I know yesterday I saw that they have bumped Nycole Hardman up to the number two receiver as they let Sammy Watkins go in free agency.
I think is a really good deal for
Nycole Hardman. He's good. He's a pretty solid, you know, receiver returner. I think honestly, that's another team where it's like, I feel like you throw somebody on that team, Mahomes is going to make them better.
Absolutely.
Because of his threat. And you got Kelce there still, who's in the middle. We never actually even got a chance to talk about tight end university either. Speaking of Travis Kelce, that was something that I thought was pretty interesting. Some of the notable tight ends around the league were invited by Travis Kelce. And I believe it was Zach Ertz, if I'm not mistaken. To work on their crasp. So I think that's interesting. I'm hoping to hear more about that. I'm hoping that in the future they have that recorded. I would love to see that. But the last person on the list that I wanted to talk about, or last two people, is I wanted to ask you who gets the extension first between Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson.
So I'll answer this in two phases. I'll answer it as a casual, and I'll answer it as someone who really, you know, want to understand the game.
Sure.
Casual fan. It's Lamar. Are you kidding me?
However,
if you're someone within the know, it's Baker.
Gotcha. Now, some people feel like, you know, for Baker, it's almost like a not so fast moment. That's what I've been reading. Like, you know, they should wait. But then again, with Cleveland, if you remember, similar to Jacksonville, remember Jacksonville had that run right in the playoffs. For life of me, I can't remember who the quarterback was, but he was dominating at that particular time. Mm-hmm. And the next year, they like completely fell flat. They got rid of all their players, right?
Well, I mean, that was part of the reason too.
Well, no. They fell. They fell flat
and then they started losing.
That was
because of the front office too, was like a huge component in that whole
hoop. So if the Browns extend Baker and it doesn't work out and they have to blow things up, I'm wondering how that goes. With Lamar, obviously, he's still an electrifying player. He's going to put butts in the seats no matter what. And he's going to make people better. They're bringing in additional weapons.
Yes. And that's why I said, you know, it has to be Baker first, because what they need to do for Lamar is they need to give him some pieces. They need to give him some receivers. I mean, they're starting to.
Yeah. But also change up the offense too. Like, I feel like
that was the other part too.
Like, it's okay to run the ball. You know, I'm a big fan of running the ball, but once you get to the playoffs, it's cold or the weather's bad, and they, you know, teams are stacking the box, you're going to have to air that thing out.
Yeah.
And that's where I feel like Lamar has to take his game to the next level, to getting used to airing it out. But last two things here really quickly, and then we're going to close it out. There we go. We're going to close it out. Trevor Lawrence agrees to his rookie contract, 4 years, $36.8 million. And N'Keal Harry randomly requests a trade from the Patriots. He's looking for a fresh start, like most of us are, including myself.
Of course. But
so
we also have game two
of
the NBA Finals happening tonight.
Thank goodness. Oh, my God.
Eastern Standard Time on
ABC.
As the Phoenix Suns looks to go up in the series 2-0 against the Milwaukee Bucks with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Doc, will the Suns do it?
Suns.
2-0. Or will 2-0. The Bucks even it out?
Suns 2-0.
2-0.
Crowd continues to count down the free throws, which I think Giannis really likes. I think he enjoys it personally, but I don't, like I said, I'm sure they're going to come out. They're going to trap Chris Paul. They're going to try some different things, but
well, they kind of have to.
It's like you said, if you trap Chris Paul, you know, obviously they're going to try to make somebody like Jay Crowder beat them, but what if Jay Crowder actually beats them?
You mentioned you have to try to lock down Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and DeAndre Ayton,
yeah.
That's the whole team trying to lock those three down.
With Bridges.
Shooting gallery.
Yeah, Bridges has actually been hitting. You know, he can drive the lane. And then, again, Jay Crowder, if he gets hot.
Cam Johnson. Yeah,
Frank the Tank.
Yes.
And I wonder who the Bishop is going to be tonight.
For the rest of the series, because he has a torn ACL. We wish him a speedy recovery.
Speedy recovery, yeah. Well, now we got to figure out who the Bishop is tonight. I'm going to be have a Bish alert. I'm in. But I know you heard this.
He may not podcast. Be alive after this show, folks.
I'm alive. I know you heard this podcast on your favorite podcast platform. If you didn't, of course, you can always go to our website at www.debateamongstfriends.com to listen to this episode as well as the other previous episodes. Be sure to tune in tomorrow as we go over game two of the NBA Finals and any other news that comes out from the other sports. Be sure to tune in Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for more news, more analysis, and the read.